See what's cooking this week on Totally Patriots. Ashley and Romeo check out the hot spots around Gillette Stadium. And coming up on the menu, Jonathan Freeney shares the secret to his culinary success on Pat's Chat.
A lot of cheese. I like mine pretty cheesy, so.
Plus.
I don't.
Watch as we stump David Andrews on Tilted.
These are some hard questions. I'm not going to lie.
And today's special, offensive formations. We're breaking down the difference between the shotgun formation and under center on Totally Playbook.
Let's go. Totally Patriots starts now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Welcome
this
in.
This is pretty impressive. As you can see, I'm in charge today because we're in the parking lot eating pizza.
And it's all about the food. We haven't even been on for like 10 seconds. You already got the pizza.
That's fine. It's tailgating season, okay?
Welcome in, everybody, to Totally Patriots. Today, a food tour of the stadium. I am hungry. You?
I feel like this was the best spot, though. They have the best food in the parking lots.
There's a lot of competition out there for
the
best food.
A lot of stuff is going on. I see chicken wings over the way, so let's get this
Let's get it going so we can get to the chicken wings. Very good. Let's get into our first audible with Jonathan Freeney. Can you please share something with us?
My name is Jonathan Freeney. I'm from Florida. Grew up down there my whole life. Went to school at Rutgers University. I love Wawa. That was one of my favorite places to go while I was in Jersey. Used to go there late night a lot of times and get a little snack, those type of things. A lot of people think it's a gas station, but the food there is actually pretty good. Yeah, I'm the youngest of four. I got two older sisters and an older brother, so even though I'm the youngest, I'm the biggest one, so now they got to look up to me. My older sister, I remember her beating up other boys that was her age for me just because they were trying to mess with me when I was like five or something like that. Yeah, I'm definitely an uncle. I have two nephews and a niece. Spend a lot of time with them when I'm home. They love me. I love them. I love kids, period. I just don't want any for myself right now, but I'm a great uncle.
All right, everybody. From Medfield, we got a bunch of athletes here, right? Hopefully not as good as this guy. Help me welcome Jonathan Freeney, everybody.
What's up, guys?
He's in his comfy outfit today. First question, stand up.
This is my first question.
Yeah. Here it is.
So do you remember your last high school football game? Like, is it imprinted in your mind or...
Yeah, I definitely remember my last high school football game. It wasn't the greatest one, seeing that we lost the game right before the state finals, but I definitely remember high school. I remember those days. It was a lot of fun. Just remember the guys I played with, the fun I had there, and just the memories.
Have you always been a linebacker?
No. Growing up, I played everything just because I was pretty athletic and fast. Growing up, I played quarterback, running back, receiver, tight end, safety. I actually didn't play linebacker until, like, my junior year of high school. That was my first time ever even playing linebacker. So it was just something that happened, and I've been running with it ever since.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is lasagna. Like, I learned how to make it myself, so I probably make it, like, once every 2 weeks. And I eat the whole pan myself. It's pretty good, though. I love it.
What does the recipe consist of when making lasagna?
A lot of cheese. I like mine pretty cheesy, so a lot of cheese, provolone, mozzarella, Parmesan grated cheese. Cheese.
Who taught you to make lasagna?
My mom actually taught me, but I kind of put my own spin on it now.
Oh, okay.
So I actually think I'm a little bit better than her now. we might have to have a competition.
Hopefully she doesn't see this show. Any other questions in the front?
If you could be anything but a football player, what would you be?
Probably the president, you know. You get to call a lot of shots, so I'll probably try to run for president.
What would your campaign slogan be?
Let me see what it'll be.
It's going to
have to run. 2020.
Kanye's already got that one. You better pick something else. Okay. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Who is your best friend on the Patriots?
I wouldn't say that I have one best friend. Me and a lot of the guys are pretty cool with each other. Like, as a whole, I hang out with a lot of the guys on the team. We do a lot of things together. We go out to eat, shoot pool, you know, just mess around, tell jokes on each other, those type of things. But I'm pretty close with a lot of guys on the team, so it'd be hard for me to just single out one specific person.
All right, everybody, big round of applause for Jonathan Freeney.
We're just firing up the grill on Totally Patriots. Still to come, can we get this big guy to sing for his supper? Find out on Tilted.
Do you want me to sing a little T-Swift?
Oh, no.
And later in the show, Jonathan Freeney breaks out the challenge flag. See what we've got in store for him on Totally Challenge.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from Browns punter Britton Colquitt to Patriots quarterback Tom Brady? Colquitt is the younger brother of punter Dustin Colquitt, who is on the Chiefs with tight end Tony Gonzalez. Gonzalez appeared in an episode of NCIS starring Mark Harmon, who was in Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan. Lohan was also in the movie Mean Girls with Amanda Seyfried, who starred in Ted 2 with Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. And that's your 6 degrees.
Ashley, we've been to a lot of tailgates, but Clams Casino, Pizza Woo! Station.
We've been to a lot of the wrong tailgates. This is where we should have been. It's raining, a wet dog, but there's buffalo meat here and lobster over here.
Yeah, like lobster what? Meat out. They have a legit pizza oven. How did this come to be? How did you take ownership of this?
We bought the oven from someone in Georgia a few years ago and have been here every week since.
This is unbelievable. There's really
should
no
we hit
reason
them up and maybe say, could we have a pizza oven at this station?
Yeah. There's no reason to go into the stadium when you have something like this going
yeah.
on. What are you making right now?
Right now we're doing a sausage and cheese pizza.
Unbelievable.
We have a shrimp in the oven. I have to take it out right now. Or
yeah,
else
don't let
burn.
It burn.
This
Quick.
Is
right.
dangerous, guys. We got to get out of here ASAP, Romeo.
Yeah, I'm going to keep eating. I don't know about getting
I'm
out of here.
I'm just holding the buffalo meat.
In the meantime, we get into Tilted with David Andrews. Let me see it. Oh,
all
my
right.
God.
Oh
shrimp
my.
Pizza. Look at
we
this.
We got to go. We got to go.
The last time I saw a clown... I'm terrified of clowns. No clowns for me. Count me out. If there's clowns at a party, a kid's party, I think I'm out of that party. That's not for me. So, yeah. I like Matthew McConaughey movies, or definitely Mark Wahlberg. I like a lot of his movies too, a lot of his action movies. If Matthew McConaughey came over for dinner, I'd probably cook him some steaks. And honestly, because that's about the only thing I know how to cook really well. So, yeah, I feel like he would enjoy it. Watch this. I guess my most used emoji is just the straight line face. The kind of blank stare. The song that no one would know is on my playlist. These are some hard questions. I'm not gonna lie. Probably some Taylor Swift.
What?
Do you want me to sing a little T-Swift?
Oh, no.
Shake it off. Shake it off. There you go. That's all I got. I don't like Shake It Off. Shake It Off's not a good one. I guess probably my favorite one is Mary's song. Her oldest, one of her old, when she kind of was a country singer. Oh, man. This is the hardest interview I've ever done.
All right, Romy, we made our way inside the stadium. Here we are, a little fried tenders and wings. I'm trying to stay hydrated, you know?
Do it up. The food is nonstop, whether you're outside tailgating, whether you're in here.
We're everywhere.
Little something-something for everybody. How are those?
Delicious.
We can't stop eating.
They are really good. First rule of TV, never stuff your face on TV, and that's exactly what we're doing.
I know.
Let's get into a little bit of science right now, Professor Fritz. It's all about Newton and gravity. Actually, I know something about gravity. Watch. What goes up?
Uh-oh. Must go down.
Oh! She did it!
Winner.
Professor Fritz.
Today we're talking about the Newton. No, not the cookie. The scientist will help explain the way things work. Let's put it this way. Isaac Newton is the physics, but Vince Lombardi is the football. And like Vince has his trophy, Sir Isaac has his thing too, the Newton. A Newton is how much force is needed to accelerate 1 kilogram of mass 1 meter per second per second. Anytime we are doing calculations with force, we will be using Newtons. In his book, Principia, Newton defined his 3 laws of motion, which we'll get to later. He also defined one of the most important forces in our lives, gravity. Derived from the word gravitas, gravity is the force of attraction between two objects, and it's proportional to the mass of the two objects divided by the distance separating them. So you can take the mass of the football and add it to the mass of the Earth and the universal gravitational constant. Divide that by their distance squared, and you'll get the force of gravity. Gravity is universal. All objects are attracted by the force of gravity. But for this force to be significant, the objects need to be huge. Think planet size. So, while gravity is always at work, the intensity of the force will change based on your mass and your distance from the object. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Save some room. We're serving up more Totally Patriots. Coming up, Gerard Mayo explains why teams use the shotgun formation in Totally Playbook. And
I think I'm going to give this one to you right there.
It's open mic on Totally Challenge. Listen in as this linebacker passes the flag.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And buy Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Patriots.
So we eat to fuel our body, right? And you want to fuel your body with the right things. One of those things is fiber. You can find that in vegetables, grains, or fruits, like an apple. So you don't want to eat salad. You don't have to eat salad. There's so many different ways you can cook these vegetables. For instance, you can saute spinach, or you can bake it. You can also boil it and put some seasoning on it. As long as you eat them, that's the important part of it.
All right, Romeo, back in action, this time at the Lighthouse Grill. And let me tell you something, this buffalo mac and cheese is calling my name.
It's calling you loud and clear.
Looking good.
Take a couple of my favorite things, French fries, steak and cheese, put them together. You got it. It feels good. I'm like slowly filling up in a good way. I like it.
I know how you are about your girlish figure. That's why I brought in some backup for us. The End Zone Militia is here to help us take this food down. It's a team effort here at Gillette Stadium.
Big team effort.
It is
a challenge eating all this food. One we're definitely up for. Let's get into Totally Challenge right now with Jonathan Freeney. In the meantime, I'm digging into these. Guys, don't be shy.
It's time now for Totally Challenge. Here's your host, Ashley.
All right, guys, time for my personal favorite part of this show. We're going to see what Jonathan's really made of. Now, don't forget, this is true to challenge. You can say no to only one question.
So I get to say no.
You get to say no to one, just to one. Okay, but you could always pass it on. Maybe odds are ever in your favor. Here we go. First question.
Truth or a challenge?
I'm going to start off with a challenge.
Oh, see? I like that.
I mean, matter of fact.
Oh, there it is.
Sing Yankee Doodle.
And you have a prop.
I think I'm going to give this one to you right there.
Oh. Come on. Go ahead. Stand right next to him. You can help each other.
Yeah, I help you though. I wear this. That's why I passed it.
Yankee Doodle went to town, riding on a pony.
There it is.
Took a feather in his hat and called it macaroni.
Yankee Doodle went to town, Yankee Doodle dandy.
Yeah.
I don't know the rest either, so All right, here we go. Next question.
Okay, next question.
Truth or challenge?
I'll go with truth on this one.
What is the most embarrassing picture of you?
The most embarrassing? Probably when I was in the sixth grade and I tried to cut my own hair, but I messed up and I put like three big patches in my head. And my dad, before he cut my hair, he took a picture of it and put it in my in my photo album. So,
none of the players have any crazy Snapchat photos of you?
Not that I know of. Probably my brother, he might have some good stuff, but...
All right, here we go. Last question.
Truth or challenge?
I'll finish it with a challenge.
Yes. All right, then. Ooh.
Eat an orange cupcake.
That sounds pretty fantastic. I don't know.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, this sounds all right. Can I eat both of them? Yeah. What is this? Drives me pretty good.
Is it pumpkin? Like what?
Yeah, pretty good.
Do you want to pass? Give her some too? There we go. Try? All right, while this is happening, let's give Jonathan Freeney one more big round of applause, everybody.
Getting full yet?
I never slow down, absolutely not.
The burger looks good. Yeah, we're just kind of getting started.
Local hooked us up with these guys.
The local hooked it up. Sometimes I don't even realize there's a game going on. For me, it's just all about the food.
It is all, where are we? I don't even know. Where
exactly.
Are you?
I got some chicken tacos, a little bit of spicy mayo up in here. It's kind of a mess, but I'm going to cheers you on it.
Can
ready?
We talk about your offensive formation?
Cheers.
Terrible.
Yeah, not too good. Let's learn about offensive formation, exactly what that means right now in Totally Playbook. Nobody watch, because this is going to be messy.
It's your boy Gerard Mayo, and we're back again to talk a little football. And today we're going to talk about the difference between the quarterback being in the shotgun formation or the quarterback being up under center. Now, when I say the shotgun formation, the quarterback is usually 5 yards away from the center, and the center has to throw the ball back to the quarterback. When the quarterback is under center, his hands are between the legs of the center, and it's pretty direct. I mean, the center just hands the ball back to the quarterback. So you ask, like, why do people do this? Well, when the quarterback is in the shotgun formation, he doesn't have to drop back as far. It is hard, especially for young quarterbacks, to read the defense, take the snap from under center, drop back 5 steps, and keep his eyes down the field and read the defense. So when the quarterback's in shotgun, he's already 3 steps back. So now he only has to take 2 steps back to read the defense and make his right reads. When a quarterback is under center, though, there's no ball handling issues and things like that. Guys, honestly, you know, it's not that hard. Shotgun, the quarterback is getting the ball from a distance. Quarterback under, he's right up under the center. Easy breezy.
Folks, players, song of the week.
Hi, I'm Deion Lewis, and my go-to song of the week is Controller by Drake. It's just a nice, relaxing song, and I could relate to it, and I could play it. I've been playing it all week, so that's why that's my go-to song of the week.
My first job was doing construction with my dad. We did roofing. We put up houses, built houses, so we framed houses. We did landscaping. We did pretty much everything, but towards the end, when I actually was, you know, did a majority of the work, it was roofing. I slid on the roof before, but I never fell down. I slid though, but I caught myself. It was scary for a little bit, but then, you know, get up, laugh it off, and just be a little bit more careful. So, yeah.
Here we are, our last stop. It is the Smokehouse Grill, and yes, everybody, I'm still eating.
I can't believe you're still going. I
can't stop. Oh, yeah. Cool chicken for me and some ribs for you.
These ribs. Is this a whole rack?
That's just a half a rack.
This is just a little half rack. I love it.
You see this skinny body? He can't finish that. I'll have to eat some.
This is how you close out a show. I'm stuffed, but I got room. This has been an awesome food tour.
Such a good day, but I did hear a rumor that if we stay longer than 10 minutes, we have to start flipping burgers and making chicken.
Too.
We got to go. We got to get out of here. Bye, guys.
Let's
we'll
see
you next week.
Top plays from the big game. See you later. Oh, my God. Those are good. Amazing.
What a play by Marty. What imagination agency, that's what they call it, right?